All summer, we've been looking at natural gas through pipelines to your home. Well, environmental groups are concerned with pipelines being built over the homes of some of Pennsylvania's most vulnerable inhabitants, like endangered bog turtles. In fact, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network asked consultants to study how the proposed Penn East pipeline, which will stretch from eastern Pennsylvania to New Jersey, might affect wetlands. They're specifically worried about what are called high-value wetlands, which provide habitat for endangered or threatened plants and animals, or are associated with native trout waters or drinking water. They require extra regulatory scrutiny. Consulting ecologists James Schmid and Steve Koons have decades of experience working with regulators, industry, and environmental groups. I talked with them by phone, first asking Koons about what they discovered for this most recent report about Penn East.
The wetland delineations for this project were not finished as of when we finished our report in July of 2016. The proposed pipeline covers about 79 miles in Pennsylvania, but about 19 miles of that had not been investigated yet for wetlands, primarily because landowners hadn't granted access. You know, that's a problem for the regulatory agencies, for DEP, because they shouldn't have accepted the application for review until all of the work was done to identify all of the important resources proposed to be impacted. They have accepted the application for a 401 water quality certification for review. That's just sort of concerning. The Penn East pipeline, they identified 153 different wetlands along the route in Pennsylvania. Most of those, 60% of them, are exceptional value wetlands. One type of impact that these pipelines have is converting forested wetland to herbaceous wetland. You know, they want to clear the pipeline right of way so they can have access to it. If the wetland that the pipeline is going through is herbaceous, it's just grasses and sedges, they don't really have to clear anything. But if it's a forested wetland, they're going to cut down the forest in the right of way and maintain it as an herbaceous wetland. And that's a permanent impact. So they're proposing a permanent conversion of about 8 acres of wetlands. Another issue is in the few places Jim and I went out and spot checked some areas in public and state parks and forests where we could have access. And we looked at the wetlands that they had delineated, and we saw some problems. Wetlands in some places were not correctly mapped. They were undermapped. You know, if they were shown correctly, the impact would have been calculated as being larger.
So what are your recommendations?
We have always recommended for this pipeline and for other pipelines that we've reviewed and other projects that the wetland delineation be reviewed by the regulatory agencies in the field. The Pennsylvania DEP doesn't routinely do that, but the Corps of Engineers...
That's the Army Corps of Engineers.
The Army Corps of Engineers, right, does have a process set up to do this for any kind of project. You know, it's a common thing that if somebody's proposing to build a shopping center, they delineate the wetlands, they get the Corps of Engineers out to the site to look at their flag delineation in the field, make any adjustments, and then, you know, the Corps will approve that drawing and say these wetlands are correct. And if that simple process were followed for these pipelines, then you'd have some assurance that all of the resources were properly identified, because you can't protect the resource if it's not identified.
And this is Jim. I would just add to that, both the state and the federal government regulators are charged with enforcing the laws protective of wetlands. Large projects get reviewed both by the state and by the federal agencies. Sometimes the state is allowed to provide not only the state level of approval, but also the federal level of approval. Pipelines, to the extent that they are considered as a whole, are large projects. To the extent that they are considered by the federal government to be each crossing of each wetland and each stream to be a separate project, they can be small projects, but you can add up a lot of small projects and have the similar impact to a large one. It is possible that impacts go unnoticed in the present process.
So you've done pipeline reports for other organizations besides the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. Are there commonalities with this most recent report?
It has been in our experience that regulatory agencies are underfunded since their funding has been reduced dramatically in the last 10 years, even though their workload has increased greatly with the coming of the gas production in Pennsylvania and the resulting pipeline construction, so that they don't have much time of staff to put into these efforts. And that's why the conservation groups have been concerned that they may not be able to do a proper job of examining the information that's been submitted.
This is Steve again. In the case of Penn East, the main state permit that they need to get is called the Chapter 105, the Dam Safety and Waterways Regulation. It's the one that deals with wetlands and streams. The applicant has applied for that permit, but the state has not yet deemed this application complete for technical review. So we're hopeful that our comments will help the agency suggest changes or additional information so that they can do a proper review and make a decision to issue a permit or not. But based on what we've seen in the past by permits that have been issued for projects like this, we're not too optimistic.
Do you see this concern being a problem in the future as more pipelines are being proposed and, you know, more natural gas infrastructure is being proposed?
Yes. You know, it's a real concern right now, as we see so many different pipelines for natural gas being proposed and constructed across the state. It's a matter of what's the rush? You know, I mean, if it's a good project, if it's something that's going to benefit the public, it deserves a comprehensive review to make sure it's not damaging the environmental resources that we all depend on.
Well, thanks, Steve Koons, for speaking with me.
Well, thank you, Kara.
And thanks also, Jim Schmid.
Yes, thank you for your interest in the subject matter.
A spokesperson for the Penn East Pipeline Company calls Schmid and Koons' report flawed and says the company has more faith in the environmental impact statement the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has drafted for the project, which states the pipeline won't harm the environment with proper mitigation. There's more at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.